It's Goldfish on 5. This one's called Colors and Light. We're in the middle of our survey. 7% of women do this before weighing themselves because they believe it makes them lighter. What is it?
I definitely think that women think that if they cut their hair, that they are going to be a lot lighter.
I say all women go take a poo.
I think a woman pee before they weigh themselves.
Hi guys, I think 7% of ladies take off their shoes before weighing themselves.
You pull in your stomach thinking that you're going to sit back and thinking that you will weigh less.
I think ladies pull in their stomachs and think it'll make them lighter.
I think 7% of women actually take a deep breath and hold their breath in.
You guys are hilarious. It's so funny how it's so creative. We'll reveal the answer in just a bit. If you just tuned in, we are hanging out at the Rugby Sevens. It's going down in Parkhurst at the Pirates Club. And now we hang out with Rini Duran, the guys who create the entertainment, the guys who paint the picture for everybody who is not necessarily here.
And I've always said, when you listen to commentators, imagine they weren't there.
Yeah.
And you just saw these guys kicking a ball. What would it
Can
be
I
like?
Tell you what it does for me? When
yeah.
I'm watching like a sport
yeah.
and somebody like I'll give in like the Arsenal game with who are they playing?
Manchester
just now?
United.
With Man United. Draw, yeah. When what's that name with the X? The captain? No, man, not Sharapova.
I think it's Granit Xhaka.
Xhaka, yes.
Yeah.
Xhaka ducked the ball. Yeah. And I said it. But then when the commentator said it,
yeah.
I was like, okay, so I'm not like thumb-sucking, so I can tweet it because it's correct. So we hang out with the commentators of Rugby Sevens, Anton and Mtunzi.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
So is this like, you know, sometimes, for example, that game I gave was a really terrible game. They were playing such amateur-looking football. What's the look today? Does it look like, you know, like World Cup-level stuff?
Hey, Tando, right into the deep end. It won't be. You can't really compare it to that, but it's a high level of sevens. I won't lie. And now with the women's sevens also invited to the FNB Varsity Cup sevens tournament, incredible to see that. I was surprised by the level of skill as well there. You know, so look, there are some flashes of brilliance. But,
just flashes, hey?
There's some real
a complete.
Yeah, real flashes of brilliance, world class flashes of brilliance. Some superstars. Of course, the Varsity Cup Sevens also feeds into the Blitzboker as well.
Yeah.
We heard of Brown last year. You know, he's in the mix. So it's awesome to see that it is a stepping stone for some of these youngsters, and awesome that this competition gets to happen.
Yeah, I think something for Anton, just to stick to it, we always talk about these formats, these codes, being something of a feeder system. Obviously, you guys keep your eye on all levels of rugby.
Yeah.
What is your thoughts on the talent that you see coming through right now?
I think it's brilliant. I actually was yesterday with the Blitzboker and they had a media day. And a lot of the guys playing for the Blitzboks have come through structures such as this. And it's really great for there to be a feeder for sevens, because prior to this, there wasn't really a feeding program. And I'll tell you what, there's some guys out there on the field today who easily, I think, in time to come, could walk onto an international stage.
Yeah.
If not the Blitzboks, they could easily play at an international level, and there have been some really fantastic players.
Looks like we're throwing Ntunzi into the deep end here the whole time. Obviously, the ladies have been also playing today, first tournament, and the level's been great as well. And I heard a little bit earlier that it tends to be from this level to the international level, we're a little bit behind. But looking at what we've seen today, it shouldn't be like that anymore, because the talent's out there.
Yeah, no, look, the talent is out there. That's one thing for sure. And the rugby out here has been magnificent so far. You know, I can't wait for tomorrow with the knockout stages.
Yeah.
But it's been a high level. There are a couple of players. It's their second time coming here. Also the coaching staff. You know, Davian Trachuner is in the mix here. He's been with Tux for 6 years. He was a very good sevens player. And I'm just excited that the women are out here as well, competing out here. You get to compare each other, you know, and they're doing really, really well. There was a game where a side won by 2 points. You know, that's a drop goal that was missed. So even the kicking is spot on. It's just beautiful to watch.
It's nice when it's close as well. Just to wrap things up, I think we'll start with Anton and then get to Ntunzi as well. The life of a commentator?
Look, I mean it. Without wanting to boast, it's fun. It's fantastic. You know, I've sat today with Fudge, who's my mate. We love rugby. We've been talking nonsense all the while. You know, great analysis, but talking about rugby, it does entail a bit of traveling. But, you know, I love...
I mean, that's not too bad.
That's not so bad. I mean, gosh. And I love language, and I love rugby. And, I mean, today, you know, is our first women's rugby game I've done. And you think about what experience that is, you know, to be out here in Pirates. So you meet wonderful people. It really is just a very blessed to be able to do it.
Yeah, and although I might be in the deep end, I'm also in the deep end with you guys.
Come on now,
you got the wordsmiths. You got the wordsmiths.
I mean, technically, we commentators in our own right.
Yes. Yeah, you're social commentators.
We get to control the narrative. With this, you sort of have to. What you say is based on what happens. Yeah. With us, what happens is based on what we say.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, for me as a sports presenter, the information is always in front of me. These guys are special.
Creating the information.
Thank you.
There's a commentator as well who does English Premier League, Peter Drury. You guys
of
will,
course.
You know, and we talk about theatre of the mind.
Yeah.
And he's exactly that. And there's nothing better than listening to a commentator. And he's giving you those little bit of extras that you can't get at your fingertips.
Yeah.
And I think that's the important part. But you guys do a great job. And we are thankful. And you just, there's that little bit of extra hype that goes just watching people throw a ball around. So keep up the good work.
We love you. Thank you, guys. That's Anton Mtunzi, commentators for Rugby Sevens.